أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين، فقد كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم، فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم، وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا، وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم، فأهلكناهم بذنوبهم وأنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayats number 4, 5 and 6 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, His magnificence by the creation of various aspects, creating life and death, fixing the time of death, the coming of Qiyamah known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala terminated saying, يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows your secrets, what you conceal, what you reveal. And Allah Ta'ala knows what you did insofar as your deeds are concerned. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the Quraysh of Makkah particularly, that they were very, very arrogant against our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and perpetually, continuously, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the manifestation of different miracles, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. That there is not a sign from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had come to them, but they turned away from it. Constantly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent signs, and the one very important sign of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his nubuwat, was the fact that he grew up in their midst. They had known him. He was not an educated person. By any standards, he did not gain any education from anyone. He was not tutored by anyone. But then suddenly at the age of 40, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began reciting these beautiful words of the Quran, the words of wisdom. That was probably one of the greatest miracles that they needed to accept. And in the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greater miracle was they themselves attested to the fact that he was Al-Amin and As-Sadiq. But now suddenly they turned away from all those signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Now this great sign of the Quran had come. And hence Allah ta'ala says that certainly they belied the truth. Here the truth, according to some commentators, will refer to the Quran Sharif in itself, or the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They belied it, they did not accept it, they rejected it when it had come to them. So hence, now what is left for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them every sign, miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had manifested, such miracles that they would have bore testimony to it, but they didn't accept it. The Quran came, they didn't accept it. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Then very soon they will know the amba. Amba is a proof of the word naba, which means the information, but here it is in the meaning of reality. Very soon they will come to know the realities of what they had mocked. They scoffed at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They mocked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Quran Sharif. That whole reality very soon will open up, and that is the reality on the day of Qiyamah. Now it is human nature that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows and Allah ta'ala grants, and a person does not see those ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the light of iman, with the light of hidayat, then that breeds arrogance within an individual, And then he begins to feel that sense of entitlement. He begins to feel that he is going to remain on this earth forever. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them. And for us also, it is a very, very great reminder. أَلَمْ يَرَوْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. That do they not see how many qarn, how many people, how many nations we had destroyed before them. مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَكُمْ. Such nations that we had firmly established them on the earth. Such firm establishment that we had not given you. In other words, we had made available to them all the different requirements of this world. It was all available. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the people of Nuh, Ad, Thamud, and all those nations that had come down. Allah had given them innumerable favors. Allah gave them bodily strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them different ni'mats all the time. But what had happened is that they felt it was from them and they had forgotten Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this should never ever happen to us, whether it is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to our deen, it should not breed superiority in us. If it is a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala with regards to dunya, it should not create pride and arrogance in us, because all of it is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَكُمْ. That O Quraysh of Makkah, such firmness we had given them in the earth, we had not given you. وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدَرَارًا. And we send down the sama. Now sama literally means the skies, but here it refers to the rains and all the ni'mats of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent it upon them. And again, when you look at this Quran Sharif, look at this ni'mat that Allah ta'ala is speaking about. Think about the environment in which it is being revealed in Makkah. There is always a scarcity of water. There was never any rivers in Makkah Mukarrama. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this ni'mat to make one understand that we've given them, we gave them what we had not given you. وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ. And we cause many rivers to flow under their feet. That here in Makkah there is no rivers, here in Makkah there is no flowing water, but we gave them that also. So understand that we will give people things that you have never dreamt of acquiring also. But then what happened? They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then we destroyed them because of their sins. One was to commit a sin, and the other was not to make tawbah. One was to commit a sin and then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That they were not prepared to do. And again it was that arrogance that was inborn in them, ingrained in them, that they did not turn to Allah, accept iman and make tawbah. And then Allah says, Allah is not short of any kind of resource whatsoever. وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. And we created after them another qaran, another nation. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not short of any qudrat to have done that. And here Allah ta'ala is showing that insan, if you are not obedient to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, Allah ta'ala will change you, exchange you for a community besides you. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.